120-01 short cows. Lest I depart for the happy hunting ground before I ever get the damn cows book finished and accepted, which I'll have a hard time doing because it's so deviant. The publishers don't like to publish anything that's not PC. Certainly nothing academic that will offend the academics. So I'm going to write a short article, maybe, and send it something like the National Association of Scholars, which I belong to. And this is an outline, but don't worry about the format. I will say space if I remember. I may not remember. And sometimes, instead of just a sentence or a very short paragraph, it might even be going well enough that it'll be a little piece of text. Don't worry about that. So it's a mixture of outline and possible text pieces. So we'll just have, you know, a paragraph, a line, a sentence, five sentences, a paragraph with separated by extra space. All right, Val, I think that's it. I can write a fairly short article if they'll let me refer to C further in my book. I might put in a footnote saying before the book appears, or if you don't want to look at the book, offering to send them a page showing the details of the computations that I rely on for anybody who doesn't trust my numbers. The funny thing about this is, and one of the reasons I'm so dilatory about finishing the damn book, other than that I can't imagine who I'd get to publish it, is that there's absolutely zero hope of these things being done, as I'm sure you know. The dogmatism and rigidity and the lack of imagination of the Academy, these cows are so sacred that the only way I can imagine any university doing it is if the legislature got so mad at them and just started to cut way back on their budget. That has happened. The university, it happened in California under Reagan, it happened in Idaho, and after Soapy Williams ceased to be governor of Michigan, the Michigan legislature was mad at the academics. Or a small college, like a church college, there are scores of those that become bankrupt every year in this country. And if they can't somehow fuse with the state university or some other private college, they just go broke. I can imagine maybe the president of Fisbee Baptist College calling the faculty together and saying, we're all going to be out of a job next month. We can't even pay the heat and the light. The alumni won't give us any money. The church won't give us any more money. And so we'll all be selling apples. So this crazy guy, Neil, at Minnesota has worked out a way that you can reduce the cost by 75%, and I want you all to read his book or his article. Under those back-to-the-wall conditions, I can imagine it being done. Short of that, absolutely out of the question. It's amazing how people are just incapable of examining their sacred cows. Now you may say, well, I am too. My sacred cow is logic. And I must tell you that I am quite capable of examining it. I mean, I am interested in the difference between Western and Buddhist logic, and I've decided that on reflection that either I don't fully grasp Buddhist logic or anybody raised in the Faustian culture really can't. And I say that despite the fact that Leslie and I practice meditation regularly, and I look upon Buddhism as the least insane of the high religions. It's the only one that has no record of murdering people. even the Jews used to murder people, you know, in the Old Testament. And the Christians and the Muslims, that's one of their favorite activities, is to murder people of a different religion. So I admire the Buddhists, and also it fits William James' view of happiness, the aspiration-achievement ratio thing. And Albert Ellis's RET is sort of Buddhistic, as he admits. But the fact is, you can try to challenge certain things, and you can't. And if somebody says to me, "Neil, I don't think logic is valid." If P implies Q and I believe P, I don't see why I have to believe Q. All I can say is I wouldn't want to put him in jail, but I think that he's a candidate for the loony bin. So I admit, I have a sacred cow. It's reason, capital R, reason. It's kind of my religion. All the others I can challenge. I can challenge Freud, even though I practice psychoanalysis. I can challenge, certainly can challenge behaviorism, although Skinner was one of my best teachers. I can have doubts about the theory of evolution, as you know, and that's absolutely forbidden in Eliot Hall. I mean, to say I have doubts about the theory of evolution is like Thomas Aquinas doubting the virgin birth. So I maintain that I'm relatively less constrained and can let my hair down than most professors are. But I admit I have a belief in logic, and as a result, of course, I have a belief in science. But I maintain that I am not a worshiper of scientism like Lincoln and Bouchard are. I mean, their religion is scientism. I have no religion, unfortunately. I wish I did. So, but it's just amazing to me, because you've got these professors who beef about being underpaid, which incidentally I don't think college professors are underpaid, but don't quote me. They claim beef about being underpaid and not having enough time to do their stuff, and when you offer them on a silver platter a set of concrete suggestions of how to do that, they look glassy-eyed and act as if you would try to get them into a murder plot. So what it comes down to is H.L. Mencken. People believe what they want to believe. People believe what they want to believe. Truer word was never spoke. Well, that's the end of my sermon for your benefit. And it's the end of what's on this thing. File, Leslie keeps telling me. File, file, file.